Brad Locke.
And I'm Gene Phelps, and this is Prep Rally.
We're talking Northeast Mississippi High School sports, brought to you by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome into a new episode of Prep Rally, a podcast produced by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com, talking high school sports in Northeast Mississippi, coming to you every Wednesday here. And it's also normally a webcast, but no webcast today. Gene Phelps, my co-host, is down in Pearl, Mississippi. I'm Brad Locke, by the way, online editor of the Journal. And Gene, how's it going down there?
It's going all right. Maybe it's better that I'm not being seen. Don't want to run off listeners or watchers.
Yeah, well, so there's too many technical obstacles to overcome to do a webcast, but we got the podcast as we do every Wednesday. Remember, you can listen to us a variety of ways on iTunes, your podcast app, like Stitcher FM or Satchel, apps like that. Also on your browser at preprally.djournal.com. Follow us on Twitter as well at djournalpreps. So, Gene, it's baseball championships going on down there in Pearl, and we'll get to that in just a minute. We've got, I believe, five teams down there vying for state titles. But first, let's go back real quick and recap the softball, Gene. We had some softball teams down there last weekend trying to win state, and had a couple of them pull it off, Gene. Morville winning its first fast pitch title in 10 years. I didn't realize it had been that long, Gene. I know they've won some in slow pitch, but...
Yeah, you know, Morville's always one of these teams, and Coach Perry Wilbur and I have talked about this. If you look back and you've kept up with girls' high school softball over the years, Morville's usually one of the teams, better teams in the area year in, year out. They always seemed they also play in the same classification as Nettleton, and Nettleton had quite a run there a few years back, and they were always seeming to put Morville out in the playoffs. But Morville really had a great team coming into the season. They finished like 31-1, 32-1, and I guess everybody kind of expected them to win it all. That's what they did. They came down here and swept Philadelphia, a team that put them out in three games for the champion in the championship series last year. But this year, Morville came down here with a chip on its shoulder and most of the same team, and was kind of determined that they wanted to bring back a gold glove. But yeah, I didn't realize it had been 10 years since Morville had won.
State. Way back when I was still on the prep beat there. I remember that team had some good players. Another team.
Well, they've had some success too. I just wanted to put in there. I didn't realize this till the other day. Perry Wilburn is the only coach the fast pitch program's ever had.
Yeah, he's been there a while.
He started that program in 97. He has like about 450 wins and 130 losses.
Wow.
Really impressive record. And they've won three state championships now. So.
And Smith, and that's in 3A. In 1A,
right.
In 1A, Smithville wins yet another state title, Gene. Bit of a dynasty there, I guess.
Yeah, that was back-to-back for Smithville and fast pitch, and I believe Smithville's third. Smithville's won like seven or eight slow pitch championships, but Smithville lost the opener.
Sure did.
10-7, and came back. Won the second game 7-0, and what was odd is they were leading 4-0 going into the seventh inning against Bogachita, the team they beat for the championship in game 3, the deciding game, and Bogachita came back to tie it and actually had a girl scoring the winning run when Katie Beth Williams, a shortstop for Smithville, ran down a ball in shallow left field. She made the catch somewhere around the line. I got blocked out. A lot of people got blocked out. But had she dropped that ball and caught it in fair territory, Bogachita would have come back with a 5-run seventh inning to beat them. But she made the catch for the final out. They went into extra innings, and of course they used that international format where you put a runner at second base.
Right.
And Smithville scored 2 runs to take a 6-4 lead, then held Bogachita scoreless in their inning and won 6-4 to win 1A.
And then East Webster, a team that had rolled all the way into the finals without a blemish on its record, Gene, and they end up getting, no losses, okay,
going into this. And they were 26-0.
And they get swept in two games.
Both shutouts, 4-0 and 1-0.
Yeah, that's in, that's in 2A, I believe, yes.
2A, and that was by Taylorsville. Taylorsville, you know, this game is filled with a lot of good young pitchers, Taylorsville's got a girl named Lauren Stringer who pitched those back-to-back shutouts. She's just a sophomore, so I would expect Taylorsville to be a factor in 2A in at least the next two seasons. But East Webster had a great run. They were three-time defending state champions, and they just met a pitcher they couldn't reach. They just couldn't get a hit.
Yeah, that's how it goes in fast pitch sometimes. If you got a good enough pitcher, you can win a lot of games. So this was a new format this year, Gene, with the way they schedule the games. Used to be they'd play multiple games at once, which made it tough on people like you trying to cover area teams that are playing at the same time. So this time they're playing games just back-to-back-to-back, which in theory, I guess on paper, looks good, but it ended up you had games starting like two and a half hours after they were supposed to. And you had a column earlier this week about that. What seems to be the issue there?
Right. There were a lot of complaints, but in defense of the High School Activities Association, they passed legislation that is sponsored by the schools, all the member schools, and the coaches and administrators, and it had been brought to their attention in a format that the softball coaches wanted to change the playoffs. They wanted to play a one game on one field to make that the spotlight game every time they played, and more of like what the baseball is doing.
Right.
The thing is, the baseball plays over a 5 or 6 day period with its games, and they play three a day. And trying to play six fast-pitch softball games in one day, even starting at 10 in the morning, does not work because you wind up finishing at 10 or 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And you just can't adhere to the hour-and-a-half time limits because softball games are running anywhere from an hour and a half to two and a half hours. And that's what happened on Thursday and Friday down there, and I believe when Morville won its championship, I'm always conscious of time because of the deadline, and I was on the field waiting for the award ceremony, and it was like 9:30, and I'm going, we got to hurry up, I got to talk to some folks, I need to write.
do the award ceremony later, guys, we got deadlines here.
Yeah, I look for them to change the format to either playing two games at one time on two fields. The problem, I believe, other than the coaches wanting each game to be highlighted by just playing one single game, was when you had three games going and sometimes four at a complex where all the home plates are back toward the same area, you got a lot of foul balls flying out,
yeah.
A lot of liability problems.
Right.
And plus you have long lines at the concession stands and at the restrooms. And it's just really too many people in one place at one time. But I don't think two classifications playing at one time would be that bad. And you would certainly be through playing by 6:30, 7 o'clock.
Right. Well, we'll see if they come up with anything new there. Let's move on to baseball, Gene. The state championships have begun down at Trustmark Park in Pearl. You're down there helping cover that for the Journal. Yeah. And we've got five area teams looking to win state titles, and three of them got off to great starts on Tuesday, Gene. TCPS, East Union, and Oxford all winning their series openers. Let's start with TCPS, Tupelo Christian, there in 1A, Gene. They get out to this is their first trip to the state finals. They've come close a few times. They're playing Ethel, and they got out to a big start early in yesterday's game and rolled to an 8-1 win. You look at their record, Gene, they've got 12 losses, but they seem to be on a roll right now.
Yeah, they're playing really well. They, Austin Laney, I would consider him probably their ace right now. He was a really good pitcher for them last year, but they have took a big win yesterday. I believe it was 8-1. They were really effective the other day. They were hitting the ball well. They were doing all the things you have to do to win. Now, that Ethel pitched a left-hander the other day, and TCPS got Tim really well. You don't ever know. Both teams, of course, have got good pitchers coming up here in game two, which is scheduled for Thursday. And I would think that Tupelo will go with Drew Hurst.
Okay.
A right-hander who's 4-2 and pitched at Tupelo High School last year.
Okay.
Or Lucas Hardigan, a left-hander. They may come with trying to throw folks off, but both of those guys are seniors. And I think TCPS has got a good shot to go ahead and win this thing in two, which would be pretty amazing when you consider, I believe, they won a state championship in tennis and they won in golf. And I think they won in girls' track.
Yeah, they're having a good
year.
And speaking of pitching, I believe it, Blake McKinney is the guy that's pitching for Ethel tomorrow, and he's apparently their ace. They saved their ace for game two.
Yeah, he's supposed to be the guy, and so we'll just see. Will Lowry and them, I'm sure, he said they had a game plan for this game one opener to figure out the left-hander, and they obviously figured him out. They scored like four runs in the first inning. It was quite a, when you get a lead like that, you can kind of sit back and do the things. It gives you a little bit of confidence. Everybody was getting singles, and Ethel seemed a little stunned right from the beginning. And so we'll just see. We'll see how it works out. It was a big win for TCPS. A lot of TCPS people were down here, and I expect they'll bring a really nice crowd Thursday.
Yeah, 1 o'clock start for TCPS and Ethel in that game two in the Class 1A Championship Series. Looking at Class 2A, we had another area team with a nice win, East Union defeating Lloyd Starr 5-1. Starting pitcher Whit Roten, I think that's how you say it.
Yes.
Whit Roten had a solid outing.
Yeah, he did. He had 117 pitches. He gave up 5 hits, struck out 4, walked 4. Had a complete game. He signed with Itawamba, and they're getting a really good pitcher there. He upped his record. I believe he's 11-1 now. And
yeah, that's right.
East Union just put together some hits and got a lead in this game, and again never trailed. It was almost a mirror image of what TCPS had done.
Right.
Prior to them, it'll be interesting to see what comes up. You've got Joel Wilkinson, who will likely pitch. He's 8-1 for East Union. Lloyd Starr, they've got Cade Hodges, who's supposed to be their ace. I believe he'll be going in this next game coming up. They went with Levi Reed in the first game, and But it seems like everybody might be saving their big pitcher for game two.
Yeah, although Levi Redd, that was his first loss of the season, the pitcher
right,
for Lord Starr.
Right.
It's a good team. Expect they'll bounce back and make it tough. When is game two again, Gene? Is that Thursday as well?
That will be Friday at 1 o'clock.
Excuse me, Friday
now,
at 1 o'clock.
We've got a problem Friday. You know, we've had this forecast down here of rain. At one time it was for 3 days, then it narrowed down to 2 days, and now it looks like there's only one day where we might have problems here at Pearl, and that will be Friday. 90% chance of rain is in the forecast as of today. And that's when East Union is supposed to play Lloyd Starr in game two at 1 o'clock. High School Activity Association has had a pretty tough job. They're having to schedule around 6 graduations this week.
Yeah.
And what they've done is today's schedule, we've got Houston playing Newton County at 1 o'clock in 4A. Then you've got 6A Madison Central against George County at 4, and then Kossuth plays St. Andrews tonight at 7.
Right.
Starting tomorrow, if there are any rainouts or anything happens, they've got a 10 o'clock slot open on Thursday and Friday mornings.
Right.
Of course, TCPS plays Thursday at 1. Oxford plays Thursday at 4, and of course Madison George County at 7:30. That's the schedule, and then East Union and Kossuth would play Friday back to back at 1 and 4.
Okay.
But if those games, like I said, are postponed, somebody's going to drop into a 10 o'clock slot on Saturday morning. Houston's already got the 4 o'clock, I mean the 1 o'clock slot. And I guess Kossuth would be in the 4 o'clock slot.
Okay, okay.
But kind of confusing, but we'll just go day by day and game by game.
Yeah, and then the other team yesterday that won, Oxford, defeating Hattiesburg 5-3 there in 5A, the Chargers looking to defend their state title. And Jason Barber, who we know can get it done on the mound, he got it done everywhere, didn't he?
He did, absolutely. You know, I think he's one of four Ole Miss signees on that ball club, and he gave up five hits, had five strikeouts. You know, they only had that one inning where he gave up a couple of walks and an error or so made. And in Hattiesburg, which is very fast on the base pass, they were moving, running, and they scored three runs. But other than that, he shut them down. He also had a big day at the plate with three hits and four RBIs, so he helped his cause.
Yeah. He went the distance on the
5-3 win.
Yeah, went the distance on the mound. He was our he was our player of the year last year, wasn't he? Daily
yes,
Journal All
yes,
Area. Yeah,
yes,
that's right. Jason
had the 0.00 ERA, I believe.
Yeah, I guess his ERA is up a little bit this year, but obviously still having an excellent season. It's kind of hard to top 0.0.
Right. You can't do that. He's 10-2 now, I believe.
Okay.
He's still a very effective pitcher.
Oh, yeah.
And really did a nice job the other day. Of course, I look for Oxford to come back with Houston Roth, another one of their great pitchers, for game two.
Yeah. And
against Hattiesburg.
Remind me again when game two is scheduled for.
That's 4 o'clock Thursday.
Thursday, 4 o'clock. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They should get those games in, so we'll have Oxford and TCPS playing Thursday afternoon for state championships.
Okay.
And, you know, by looking at the way they played the other day, and, of course, this is baseball, they could both lose 10-1 Thursday, but both of them are right there on the threshold of winning a state championship.
And looking at today's games, we've got Kossuth as well as Houston playing in 3A, Kossuth taking on St. Andrews in game one. But just looking at this Kossuth team, Gene, they've been pretty good the last few years. And, you know, looks like I don't know if they're the favorite. I don't know much about St. Andrews, but they've definitely got some players like the Wiltshire boys and others that can get it done.
Yeah, they, you know, last year they lost in the semifinals after having won back-to-back state championships in 3A. And, of course, Summerall's moved on to 4A and didn't even and lost in the state semis. But this matchup against St. Andrews will be a new one in the championship for a series for Kossuth. You know, this Kossuth team's they've got 29 wins. That's pretty impressive. They've got a good pitcher in Hunter Swindle, who's 11-1. Of course, they've got the Wilchers, Jacob at 566, Ole Miss signee, and Nick Wilcher at 467.
Yeah.
And Nick also does some pitching. He's had a good solid season for these guys. And, you know, this Kossuth team, I was talking with somebody the other day and kind of laughing about it. You know, they can lose they can lose 2-0 to a team and then turn back around the next day and beat them 17-2.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
When they get going and start hitting the ball, they are really good. And most of these kids have been on these championship teams.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
So they've got that in their favor. They got a little bit of swagger still, Kossuth. You know, I don't know anything about St. Andrews. They won 27 games, 9 losses. That's equally impressive. And you don't get this far without being good. And they lost in the semifinals last year. So both of these teams are in the championship for a reason. And it's going to be a really good series. And that game is supposed to be played tonight at 7.
Houston is the 1 o'clock game that will be underway
right.
by the time you're
right.
listening to this. And 4A, and Houston's a team we talked about all season, Gene, as a team that you figured would be right there with the chance to win it, perhaps the favorite in the state to win it. And here they are, 29-3, taking on Newton County. What do we think of this matchup?
Oh boy, it's gonna be a great one. I mean, Newton County is 31-6, so and Houston 29-3. This Houston team just beats folks. They got Tanner Smith, the pitcher, who's 10-0. Colton Peels, 8-1, and of course Denver McQuarrie, who was our player of the year, defensive player of the year in football, had a state record for interceptions.
Yeah,
is Mississippi State signee. He's kind of a relief pitcher and a shortstop for the Hilltoppers, and he's really a great player. He's batting right at 400. He's 5-0 pitching. And this Houston team's just been solid all season long.
Yeah.
They're one of the teams, I would say Houston and Oxford are two of the teams that would be considered favorites going into the championship series.
Right.
But, you know, this Newton County club, that's really impressive. 31 wins. I look at just look at pitching depth charts. They've got four guys with, you know, really good records, and it looks like they can go pretty deep with players on the mound.
Well, we'll see what happens there. We'll have full coverage in Thursday's Journal from what's going on in Pearl, just as we had today, with, again, five area teams trying to win state championship in baseball. Let's do Athletes of the Week, Gene. We do this every week. Pick out a female and a male athlete who've done particularly well in their sport the past week and recognize them. So let's start with Female Athlete of the Week.
Well, I'll tell you, Morville won the state championship there in fast-pitch softball. Of course, we know about Hallie Donnell, and we know about Summer Kreider. They're the big hitters, big pitchers for Morville. But I'm going to go with the catcher, Annalise Long. She's a junior. She hit three home runs in the series, in the two-game sweep of Philadelphia. She hit two in game one, hit a home run in game two, and she had a career series, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
You know, she can hit for power, but she's probably the number three hit for power person on the team, and to hit three home runs on the big stage is really impressive. So we'll go with Annalise Long as our female athlete of the week.
All right, Morville's Annalise Long and male athlete of the week.
Well, we just talked about him, Jason Barber. I know him. The guy drives in four of the runs that he needs and pitches a complete game. And
yeah, how do you not pick
game
him?
Game one of the championship series.
Yeah, how do you not pick him?
Oh, yeah, I mean, you know, he did everything.
Yeah.
He got a little help from Houston Roth, who had made a couple of really big pickoffs on kids from right field, trying to stretch some base hits. But Jason Barber just really impressive.
Okay, that's it for this week's episode of Prep Rally. Good stuff, Gene, from down there in Pearl. Thank you all for listening. Again, you can find us on Twitter at DJournalPreps. A variety of ways to listen to this program. Of course, on iTunes, your podcast app, or at preprally.djournal.com. And also be sure to check out our other two podcasts produced here at the Journal. The Memo, that's a news and entertainment podcast with myself and W. Derek Russell. 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. iTunes, your podcast app, or memo.djournal.com. And every Thursday, you have double coverage, Ole Miss and Mississippi State Sports Talk with Parrish Alford and Logan Lowry. You can listen to that on iTunes, your podcast app, or doublecoverage.djournal.com. Now, a double coverage will come to you on Friday this week instead of the normal Thursday, so look for that on Friday. So that's it. Gene, try to stay dry down there.
All right. We'll try to stay dry. Hopefully, we won't get any rain.
All right. Good deal. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. See you next week.